All right, we're trying to change the agenda up a little bit for the meeting. We're going to start with public comment. There's a 15-minute time limit, and I ask if you have anything to say, try to hold it to about 3 minutes. Then after that, we'll move on through the agenda. So if there's any comment, just raise your hand, be orderly, respect each other. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Colin Mott. I'm looking at this before. Mr. Hawks is my neighbor, he may or may not know. And I won't say what he did. Mr. Chairman, after reading the Transylvania Times from June 20th, about the last meeting, I'm not too sure about the purpose and the responsibility of this board. That read from the paper. Planning Board Chairman Mark Bliss said Wackville has shown no interest in the proposal and questions why it was pursued. Quote, our job is to protect the private property rights, he said. Should leave them alone, end of quote. I could not see anything in the planning board ordinance that the board or the chairman has the responsibility of protecting private property. I do want the board to consider private property rights to their planning process. And I want you to do some good planning for this county. I just cannot see how you appointed yourself as the protector of private property. If I need my property protected, I call the sheriff, I call an attorney, or I call to the North Carolina legislature. So please go ahead and include the acoustic trail in the proposed 2025 comprehensive plan. And then the Wackville take care of their own business. I would like the trail. I could walk down the Lake Trigger and hopefully avoid some cars and be on the trail to walk. There's no place up. Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else?
All right. I guess that's it. Public comment. Approval of agenda. Any changes to the agenda?
I want to clarify something in there. Agenda or minutes?
Agenda.
Minutes.
Wait, we're on agenda right now.
You want the agenda?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Do you approve the agenda?
Oh. Sorry about that.
I'm okay with making a motion for approval of the agenda if there's no modifications.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right. Approval of minutes. Now, Wayne. Sorry, I have to speak up. It's a little echo in here.
This air handling system is driving me crazy. My hearing aid. So if I'm talking too loud or not loud enough, let me know. I want to just clarify something. If the minutes say that Wayne Hanney stated that living wage was used in the survey, that he is opposed to the term.
Where are you referring to?
That is on page 3, about a fourth of the way down, Chris. Under economic health, there you go. I'm not opposed to the term. I'm opposed to it being used in the comprehensive plan. I thought I had said that. Maybe I didn't. But I just want to understand that I think there's a better term to use than the living wage. That's all I'm saying from the minutes. So Maybe I said it. If I did, that's not what my intent to say. That's it.
Any other
correction will be noted.
Any other corrections to the minutes?
Other than that, I would have asked the minutes to be approved.
All right.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
I would simply say that the minutes, if that was the only change on that, all need to turn around and look at one and say thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right. We have a public hearing and a tower application review next on the agenda, so just we'll call that to order.
We received an application in our office for a monopole to be located at 528 Holland Road in Hipsport. And their application is complete. They have all of the necessary statements and papers and maps. The adjoining property owners have been notified. There was public notice in the paper. And we have representatives here in the audience to answer any questions that you may have. You all received a copy of the application in the agenda packet, and you have a map in the agenda packet as well, and it's also up on the board behind you. We have had some questions about lighting and the new legislation that was passed, and based on what I was able to find today, the application meets that, but it would be great to hear from you whether the most recent legislation will be taken into consideration during the development of the tower. Chuck Burton?
Chuck Burton, representing the local orders.
No, the federal.
Yeah, so. Federal 636, HR 636.
This tower is not, it has already been cleared. There's no FAA lighting required. Normally, it happens for over 200 feet. That's just like that. Our consultants have opined on that. Whatever the federal law is, obviously, good.
Well, my concern was that there are going to be, in the next year is the rulemaking period on this bill.
Once we're in,
okay. So you got to understand, you are in a lifelike corridor right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Presentation by our consultant to the FAA with the documents you need to provide for no issues with regard to.
Okay, yeah. Well, the top of your tower is going to be no higher than the elevation within about 2/3 of a mile. So,
right.
I just wanted to, if in case you weren't aware of it, which I assume you would be, that provision should be made that you don't have to go back in and retrofit. It's a lot easier to make the modifications while that tower's on the ground than it is when it's in the air.
Yeah, I don't know that they're actually
there.
My concern was that, and I talked to Chuck about this, was that, and maybe the same thing you were talking about, was that Mama, when Mama comes, she drives to Bain and Hospital and goes back to Asheville, it's right over my house, which is right there. I mean, it's stopping the tree climbers. That was my big concern. And I think that's what we were talking about. And then, so I'm kind of worried about that.
Well, the tower is far enough off the flight path that if they're that far off the flight path and that low, they get serious problems anyway.
So, okay.
There's terrain in the area that is as tall or taller than the tower.
Okay.
So, but I just wanted
to discuss that, so I was just saying that that's what I'm interested in.
These things. Yeah, well, life is kind of exempt from a lot of the different FARs.
Yeah.
So, but I just wanted, you know, it was more of a position on my part to make sure that your people did their homework and know that this may be required. They're calling for.
In the worst case, let's assume that it does go through a common area 2 years from now.
Yeah.
A change is made. We the cellular in the area of hundreds and hundreds of towers. And so, you know, first of all, that thing, but secondly, if there's a change that needs to be made, it's just.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to raise the issue. No objection here, I just wanted to hear.
And just for the record, your name, please.
Leslie Gregory.
Thank you.
All right.
No, don't go over it at all. And just on the lighting of the tower behind Fish Camp, the Noble right there, was originally permitted without a light, and we actually had Mission come back requesting that a tower light be put on that for the very reason of safety. But it is at a higher elevation, and they're actually probably a little lower at that point than they will be out there. Chris, as you mentioned, there's topography already around that, but it's going to be above this area. So they are, at that point, they're doing something that's probably not right.
Yeah, I just wanted to raise, make sure that they were aware of the possibility that they may have to come back in.
There's another monopole on the other side of 280, just up closer to Brevard, in a similar situation, right?
You're talking about King Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's King Road.
Where it's kind of fits the...
It is below the terrain, but it only surfaces really 280 corridor only, doesn't matter on the backside.
But I mean, as far as, I'm just picturing this not sticking up like the one behind the Fish Camp, it's going to be more of in the...
it's going to be farther back.
Yeah, like that one is.
Chuck, if you could explain, and you know, these techniques, you don't have to get up there to talk to you, but could you explain to the board, this is not the typical antenna array for communications. Maybe you could explain that.
This actually is not a cell tower. It's restricted to the permitted use of the device itself, as well as any restriction you want to put. It is a microwave linking tower. Simply connects to the tower in the absence of fiber optic cable or another method to bring the signal back to its contact connection. So, almost every communications company, landline, wireless, it's not intended to be a commercial cell tower. It's just simply how to connect to the sort of coverage.
Even though it's not a typical cell tower as you would think, as Joy was looking at the application information, there are still three antenna array locations on that tower, which is part of our requirement, is that they have to be able to have three. They're using two. There is a third space that is available should somebody else need that.
But it's in the beginning limited because it's not quite all. So if they use our antennas in the tower, we just say thanks for it.
Just the
little microwave dish?
Yeah. And so the purpose of the meeting tonight is, and I don't know, Daryl, were you on County Commissioners when this was adopted? I can't remember.
Yes,
so the tower ordinance allows for public input, But as long as the applicant meets all of the requirements, it is approved. And staff has looked at this. Joy has worked very diligently to go through all this. Everything is either checked or identified as not applicable. She's working with Chuck, and so we think that this is ready to go forward, and we'd just like you to acknowledge a public hearing, and that with the application completed, as staff is reviewed, to go ahead and give a permit for this.
I move for approval.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, hearing no discussion. All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Well, approved.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Joy. And I appreciate your cooperation.
Thank you.
Sir, could we have road names on the future rather than state route numbers?
How's your tricky?
I know. I don't, you know, I guess it's about 2.5 miles south of the Henderson line, but.
Yes, sir. The answer is yes, sir.
Certainly.
Topos, you learn the tab state road number.
I'm right.
We can.
Mine said Holland Drive.
North Side.
Mine said Holland Drive.
That's the location on it.
It's kind of north.
Okay.
Regular USGS doesn't miss. They don't miss state road numbers.
That's where I thought it was. I Google mapped the Holland Drive.
Right around here. Yeah.
See, little when you go down the line, you're coming toward the park.
Yeah. So it's kind of an addition.
Yeah. Now I know where that.
All right. Here we go. Next, subdivision approvals and updates.
This month we did not have any subdivisions come into the office, but we had several exemptions that you see before you, primarily changing the boundary lines between adjoining property owners and recombination. There was a family subdivision which is exempt from the subdivision ordinance. And that is what we saw coming in. Do you have any questions regarding the fact that we reviewed?
Nope, I don't. Anybody else have any questions?
There are no variances involved here.
No.
Within this.
Okay. They're all within the exceptions to the subdivision rules or ordinance.
All right. Thank you. All right. Old business. Comprehensive plan, draft plan.
Does everybody have a copy?
Yes.
I got one. You got it. You're good.
Can I have a scribble?
Following our last meeting, we asked the planning board members to provide feedback, comments. We had detailed comments from Daryl, from Maureen. Chris gave me some comments, and those have been incorporated into the draft that you have, as well as probably over a dozen other community advocates, department heads, and others that have provided more, not on the text, not on the goals and strategies, but on the graphs, the tables, and the text. It's the preamble to the goals and strategies. Goals and strategies, Joy has been very careful. If there has been a proposed change since the last meeting, it's identified in the goals and strategies so that you can easily see what needs to be looked at. You now
highlighted in green.
They are. Yeah, they're highlighted in green. And so it's no change to goals and strategies that have been made since you saw the last draft, unless it's identified as that. This now has a draft vision at the very beginning. It has definitions at the end, and is really, in my humble opinion, beginning to really look like a document, a comprehensive plan. You can see that there are pages without a lot of information, but it's a tracking mechanism. And it identifies the goals and the strategy. And we will, over the next several weeks, be working on that and making further refinements to the document in toto. But tonight, really wanted to get your overview. We wanted to see if you had suggestions on vision. I think that's a critical piece. And then the goals and strategies, go over the proposed changes there, and then any other feedback or suggestions that you have for staff. Joy has spent a tremendous amount of time on this. Support with Caitlin, and so Joy, it is yours.
So the changes that were made to the goals and strategies are in there, except for one, which was brought up to by Mark Tilly at the end of the last meeting. And I was waiting to put it in here until we had heard back from the county attorney as requested. We still have not heard back from them. But we have the draft that Mark Tilly presented at the last meeting in up here that we can see in the goal 4 of the last public area. So when we get to it, so that is the reason that the document that you have in your hand right now did not include that, because you have not heard from the county. If you would like to start at the beginning and work your way through.
Say, here's our vision, and then you work towards that vision, or as you did, go through a process and then try to figure out how does this work with what you've actually seen, observed, and what the public comment on. social cultural conditions of the country. The only thing that I think might be a challenge for some is to revisit what is the built environment. As you've been working on this for a year now, you know what built environment is. But a lay reader may look at this and say, I'm not quite sure. I think that it covers what we've been talking about.
Is it defined in the definition of what a built environment is?
It's not that we can include it.
An environment that is built.
That would set that would resolve the question.
Goals and strategies.
All right. I think we're looking at first we'll be on page 11. We'll get there.
Say this, I mean, you can leave it in if you want, but did you know, I thought that was a cute idea, seriously, elevation greatly influences water supply and distribution throughout the county. While water can be moved just about anywhere, the cost to do so can be significant. And then the next sentence kind of, really, do we have to state this?
Yeah.
Moving water uphill requires pumps and more energy use compared to letting gravity help move water downhill.
So your suggestion is to delete that second sentence?
Well, I mean, I don't want it to be insulting to anybody that might read this.
It is a did you know box.
It's what?
I said it is a did you know box. Not everyone may know that.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
And you can move water up and down hills. It all has to do with your head pressure.
It's factually correct.
So, you know, it may be going uphill here, but your overall head is above its elevation. So if you're moving it up any significant gradient, you're going to need pumps. But
we don't really
know. Well, did we use the elevation for the base elevation that we did in the study? That would be the second sentence. Would be that the Cathy's Creek and pump stations are at this elevation. You know, and so really anything that's above that or distance is going to have just rather than that second sentence. So we could do that. No, that's good. Thank you.
Are you okay with did you know on page 17? Or do we need to go through all of these? Or you good with
it? I do have a comment on 17.
Okay, go ahead.
On the landfill, waste in landfill by fiscal year, you should say whether that is in tons or cubic yards.
Did you know box there?
Actually, are you making fun?
No, I didn't. I don't make it. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Page 19. I don't see any changes there.
I just wanted to ask a question. Was item I and L... You've got the PB and the TDL represent an entity left in there?
No, it's not. Thank you. The TDA was meant to be there.
Because it's an acronym, and after the first time a term or business organization is identified, we will put it in the REN, the initial is close to REN, and henceforth, from that point on, we just say TDA.
Okay, good.
While we're on page 19, I would like to make a note that the one that you received in the mail had the wrong graphic here. And it had the graphic for question 11, even though the title said question 12, and it was supposed to be question 12. So the electronic version that you received had the correct graph in there. And I apologize for that.
So the graphic that is now there is the one on the screen.
Right. Okay. Got that.
That one I have not seen. This one I
did. You have seen it, just not in text.
Okay. Not in script. That's the one I get.
Says question 12.
I know. It said the correct the correct thing, but it was the exact same graph that was later on in the document.
She was messing with me. I went to her and said, why is this graph in here twice? And she said, oh.
Yeah. I don't see any changes there. Later in the document, I have one that I will discuss. I just don't want to get I have a question on wording later.
Yeah.
You know, on one that we've already voted on, so that I caught later. So I just want to give everybody an opportunity to do that. But I don't see any green there. The next one would be on page.
May I interrupt?
Yes, sir.
Page 21. We're not satisfied with this yet.
All right.
Page 21.
21. Okay.
But this is a structure that we're working for, so that there is you can identify the strategy, for your structure, where it is in terms of being complete and results. And so that is something that we have. And this makes sense to you.
I like this.
Mm-hmm. This, yeah. I saw this in several plans that we have.
This should be in public somewhere, quarterly or
on our website.
On the website, to see how we're doing. It's a good tool for the public to use to hold the commissioner's feet to fire.
That's all I have. Just okay. Make sure you guys are okay with that.
Page 26 and 27 have the next objective and strategy.
Let's hear
that. It is United Way, and I'm going to let Barbie explain. She stood up there 2 meetings ago and gave a brief overview, but it's a United Way effort to bring multiple organizations together so that if somebody is coming and accessing service from one organization, all the others will have that, and they're working together on that. So, did I completely mess that up?
Well, that's
okay.
The idea of TRAIN is to identify and help overcome any gaps in services here in the community. We're also, TRAIN is also the only platform where nonprofit and government agencies and representatives can come together and network together, learn, so they can help navigate the system for their clients. We help to educate other nonprofits on the services by other nonprofits. We also reduce redundancy. If we find out that two organizations, for instance, right now, two organizations are about to launch a school supply drive,
So my job is the training job, put everybody in the same room, work together collaboratively so that we can make a bigger impact using less resources. So that's what training does, and that's United Way's collaborative efforts to the community. So, and then the database. We have a database now where over $1 million worth of assistance in kind services are all tracked. So now we actually have a place to go to pull information about who, what, when, where, and what services, which is something that we need to be very proud of here in our community to be able to do that.
Thank you.
We are going to page 26 and 27. Does anybody have anything on 26? There's not any green ink there, but wording, everybody good with the wording? Okay. All right. Page 27. I think y'all's copy on the floor is in black and white, so it's item C that's underlined will be the change.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to go back to 25.
Okay.
Just make a comment. I'm a graduate of the Biltmore School of Forestry, and during the classes, we were told that this area is the most biodiverse region in the world. There's no other region that has our temperature, our rainfall, our elevations, and all of the plants that come south end here, and all of the plants that go north end here. They kind of overlap each other. And that's why you see things growing here that people haven't been able to identify, actually. So I wonder if you might consider something like that. Maybe a bullet to consider.
Is that the original Biltmore Forest School?
What?
Is that the original Biltmore Forest School?
Dr. Schenck.
Did Dr. Schenck teach you that?
No, it wasn't Mike.
All right, I was just wondering.
It was under triple C.
All right, moving on, Wayne. We'll leave you alone there.
You will look at, did you know, but you do have, under flora and fauna biodiversity, there is discussion about that. What's missing here is an 80% of
that is actually on page 22 in the environmental assessment in production. So on page 22, it highlights how 80% of the plants and animals found in North America find suitable habitat in our county.
Would that be a, did you know on page 22?
Okay. I like that. You know, this is.
Yes.
And I have a question, yes. Basically from my understanding, but there may be confusion for other people. Boxer says federal status threatened because of similar appearance. What does that mean?
It was so similar to one that is threatened that they have just
okay, all right. I was a little confused there, but I'm good.
Much more of plants and animals, and I think going on, I think back and just said we don't need that in the text itself. These are examples of what you
want.
Right.
So, I understood the rest, I just didn't know what that meant. So, and maybe there'd be other people who'd be confused. Maybe I'm the only one. So.
That is how it's described.
Okay. All right.
As under the federal status, it's threatened, okay. And then parentheses because of similar appearance.
Okay. All right.
Similar appearance to
what? The northern bog turtle. The northern bog turtle and the southern bog turtle look very similar, and there are places where their range overlaps. And so it's hard to for normal citizens.
Can we add that? See, here under federal status, it just says threatened because of similar appearance.
To
if we add it to the northern monitor, which is
there you go.
An endangered
species. Okay.
Kind of.
Also,
question.
I'm sorry.
We have limited space there.
Yeah.
If
we have room, if not,
where did you
start?
Where did you
put some in the appendix?
Dog and northern frog turtles are both threatened. They're both threatened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Northern bog and bog turtle.
Bog, yeah. Threatened.
And also.
And then get rid of it because of. I mean, it
yeah.
Just.
Yeah.
Could we also list that table as a partial list?
Because it's not a representational listing from, should I say partial listing?
I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. Representational. We don't say that. It's just
partial.
A
partial list.
It's not even partial. It's just
partial.
Examples. However you want it.
Okay.
That's why I want somebody to get the impression that's the entire list.
Been
trying to get to page 26.
Yes.
Anybody see any changes there? Not, we'll move on to 20.
Oh, those are great suggestions. Thank you.
In 27, item C, I think y'all's in black and white. On ours, it's in green. On C, it's underlined. That's the suggested change to this strategy. So, discussion?
Just the, how does it come to be that that's, I guess, there's a power to be?
That's where you go to page 28, and you go to 2C, and that's what it's about. Yes. That's why it says under construction.
Works for me.
Can I ask who suggested this edition?
Say that again, what?
Who made the suggestion for this edition?
Ms. Sunflower did. Well, Ms. Sunflower suggested an additional farmer's market in Roslyn.
Yeah. When I first read that, I wasn't too crazy about it because I thought it's just, do we need two farmer's markets in Brevard? But I can see having one here. Coxway Sapphire area, Wood Boulevard, Pittsburgh Forest. It's, yeah, that's fine.
Especially on slowly,
yeah.
Easy access through the big road to do is really hard on food is an everyday necessity.
The only question I have, and it may not be an answerable question, is how would it affect? There's a greenhouse business in Roslyn that sells
produce. Well, I think it McCall's produce.
Well, McCall, he got Henderson down on it.
This just says support the development. It doesn't say private or
okay.
Non-profit.
All right. We'll make sure that we're not. Okay.
But putting it up in the.
Why get up?
Up on the hill would be good.
Yep.
Or,
okay. I have no problem with the concept. I just wanted to know if that was there.
They should
promote their business as more strongly, and perhaps that would be part of this support and development of
company existing methods. All right. Do you want to,
okay, do you want a motion?
If there's no other discussion,
I move that we amend 2C as proposed.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All right. All in favor of the proposed change, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Moving right along. Next section. 29 starts on page 29, and the goals themselves are on page 33. I'm sorry, about the objectives and strategies are on page 33. Are there any changes from 29? to 33 that anyone saw.
Yeah, on page 31, did you know we need to put a date? A date in the source or sources? Otherwise, I mean, it would be assumed that it's around the date when it's approved, but I think that's a missing piece.
Maybe a source too.
Yeah. The source is there.
I see it.
It's not centered.
Messing with me again, aren't you?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm glad you caught that.
Okay. Page 32. Any suggestions? All right. 33. We have one change on the results of our objective strategy. Item B. Page 33. 1B. Facilitate community-based workshops to identify local concerns and help create possible solutions to address those concerns.
To help create possible solutions. It's the same thing.
Well,
I felt like it was repetitive, so that's just. I mean, I thought we were there taking it out either one, but it's just a little bit repetitive.
And it kind of is, because if the workshop discovers other concerns, issues, that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
To me, it's just a matter of, it's already said.
Yeah.
Everybody agree with that? Is there any discussion on that? Okay. So, let's make it official. Item B, removed the suggested change. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Page 34 and 35. I have a question here. And I probably wrote the goal. It's been a long time. But there's one of the goals. Give me a goal. It's item D, 2D.
I don't have a problem with the concept so much, but I don't like that it sounds like the operations and administrations in unincorporated areas are not performing well. And I think they are. It sounds to me like a criticism more than a. That's my concern. And maybe I wrote it,
Maybe I make a suggestion.
Yeah, I don't know. But
that goal has a number of strategies. And that particular strategy, there was a lot of discussion worthy of that discussion, but I would actually recommend you delete it. Because it's dealing really more with operation and administration, and it's not dealing with the environment. I think you would be looking at perhaps a different strategy, but as I reread this one after your thoughts there.
Well, that actually came from, I showed this to an emergency services person, and they were like, well, what's wrong with what we're doing? I said, nothing. And it was never our intent to say that.
Right.
But when I read it, I was like, yeah, it does sound a little accusing to me.
Yeah.
As though we think they're not doing their job. And that's not at all what I meant by that if I wrote it. I didn't. I'm sure whoever wrote it didn't mean that. But
and this plan is really not an operation.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that's a strategic plan, something the manager and commissioners are looking at. Again, my thought on that would be just to delete that one.
I make a motion to delete item B in section 2 and the read letter, the balance of the sheet.
Second. We got a motion and a second. Any further discussion on that? Since I brought it up, I have no issue deleting it. I just don't want anybody to think we're pointing a finger at it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I agree with you, Mike.
It happens. It's random, but it happens. All right. So, all in favor of removing item D, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None? All right. Okay.
Item D.
Item B.
No, D is David.
David, yes. Delta.
Improve operations and administration of fire protection services for unincorporated areas of the county.
Right, that's what we just removed.
Item D.
Yes. Delta, yes. And the reason, Wayne, was because I thought it sounded like we were pointing a finger, and Mark said we really didn't need it because it's more of an operational decision than a strategic decision. So that was the basis. Okay.
What is existing J? Or re-items, it would be the existing, now the new I's, the new I's, and E. That's protocol, but that's what the commissioners do.
Yeah. There's a concern out there about that. And that's why I do know that I addressed that. I mean, there's a concern in the community about that. And I'll discuss it with you later, but there's a concern in the community about that. So my suggestion is to leave it there. But anyhow, 35. Any changes on 35? Any wording changes or... Moving on along, the next section starts at 37, focus area. The goals and strategies are on 42 and 43 and 44. We've got a couple of changes there, but is there anything in the write-up before the goals, objectives, and strategies?
On page 37,
mm-hmm.
The third paragraph on the left hand side that starts
Transylvania
County has a rich and diverse cultural heritage.
Yeah.
The two more sentences, the third sentence of the paragraph, while defining what exactly the county's cultural heritage is difficult.
Is difficult.
I just read that and it was confusing to me.
Yeah.
I understand what we're trying to say there, but the wording is confusing to me. Well, I just maybe while defining the county's cultural heritage is difficult, we know that there are over 106 nonprofits.
Yeah, thank you. On 37, at the top where it says focus area 4, needs to be health, culture, equity, and management. We also need to put education, because we deal with education on page 39. So that should be part of that title of the book there.
Okay.
Mine doesn't say education.
It doesn't.
On page 39.
Anything on 38? Do you have another copy? Yeah, play the copy on his computer. His computer went.
Just
throw
it.
So much for technology.
That's why we do paper.
Don't miss anything.
Okay, here we go. All right, so page 38. Are there any suggestions or changes? All right, 39.
I do have a suggestion on page 40. On the left-hand side, the second paragraph under diversity. It says, ensuring that each unique community, race, socioeconomic class, geographic area, and group are treated equally. I think it would be just easier to say, ensuring that everyone is treated equally.
Because if you don't, you're going to lose somebody else.
Yeah. So just read, ensuring that everyone is treated equally when it comes to community services, recreational opportunities, and support is one of the challenges that the county faces.
So how would you revise this?
Do it like that.
I would have it say, ensuring that everyone is treated equally when it comes to community services, recreational opportunities, and support is one of the challenges the county faces.
The reason the geographic area was put in there was Maggie Bailey's concern about the lack of services once you go up the hill.
Yeah. And that's understandable.
I think Cut has covered every one, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Everybody good with that change?
Yeah.
You okay with that, Chris?
I don't have a problem.
Ms. Jackie, you are with that change? And you suggested it, so I guess you are. I'm good with it. All right, page 41. Any changes? All right, page 42 is another set of objectives and strategies. Item C has an alternative wording to what we have to see right now on page 42.
This is the alternative that was talked about at the last meeting from Barbara Marr.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the item 1C.
All right, any discussion? All right, hearing no discussion, all in favor of the change, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
So,
yeah, I've got it. On item B, page 42, substance abuse, she wants to break that out as a separate bullet. She's saying that the health department identified that as the most important health issue in the county, and that her opinion is that it deserves its own bullet.
To reduce
that. Do you have a wording?
Sterling's suggestion.
I have to say, Sterling and Peach and their things, the four guys are used to it.
She said she's suggesting adding another strategy, which would be H, which says promote efforts. How did you say that?
Support efforts to reduce substance abuse.
Support efforts to reduce substance abuse. She's saying that even though it's mentioned in item B, there's limited things available for treatment. But it's an important enough issue, she thinks it needs its own bullet point. Accurate? Okay.
So, in other words, under item on page 42, under item B is a bullet.
Right. In the area of treatment.
What I just said, is that?
Yeah.
Our alternative could be just instead of substance abuse treatment, reduce substance abuse.
Support efforts to reduce substance abuse. Okay.
Support efforts to reduce
substance abuse.
Substance abuse.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of that.
Yeah. All right, so. The suggestion then is to eliminate and substance abuse treatment from item B and replace it with what Joy has on the screen. Support efforts to reduce substance abuse as a separate bullet point.
Works for me.
All right.
We're taking it out of item B.
Mm-hmm. Taking it out of item B and making it its own item H or whatever, you know, however, yeah, H. So I guess we need to take a formal do it.
Do you want to see item H?
Do you have a motion for approval?
No, not yet. I'm
so moved.
Have a motion on the floor to make the change suggested. Remove that from item B and make its own item H, strategy H. There's a motion on the floor.
Has it been seconded?
Nope.
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion? All right. All in favor of the change, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All right. So we need to move over now to page 42, item 2B. There's a change to the end of the sentence.
Item D, you notice it has a line through it because the words that are down there have been moved up to item B. So the two strategies were suggested to be combined.
Okay. You got that, Wayne? Item B takes item B, rolls it into one. Also,
I don't think that it's saying the same thing here. In item B, we're saying we're going to actively focus on community well-being by promoting communication, interaction, and cooperation. And then it adds D, where D says Transylvania County values the various racial, religious, and cultural groups that compromise Transylvania County's population.
Yeah, but actually, Daryl, B is doing something. The other one is just saying you could do verbiage that says we value something. The other is saying promote communication, interaction, and cooperation. So I think it does cover it. So it's saying what you're going to do other than just say we value. The only thing that I see that's missing is the geographical differences that we have. And geographical, I mean, Transylvania County is not that big. I think you know what I mean. There are just differences in communities just based on space. Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense. I'd see exactly what you're saying. A- adding this to the bottom of B is duplicative because we say that we're going to do this between diverse segments of the county. And to me, diverse segments of the county includes all and more than what's mentioned here.
So are you suggesting leaving D alone and not including D?
Not necessarily. I just okay. Throwing it out there for consideration.
I might suggest that we add the word to correct it. To indicate that we're meeting the entire county.
I really hate lists. I like all-inclusive words, and I think we're all-inclusive when we say diverse segments of the county.
I agree with
that. That includes everything listed here and more, like I said.
So you're saying we don't need this specifically. My fear is that we're going to leave somebody out.
Yeah, and we are. We could dwell on this one thing, meeting after meeting, to leave somebody out of the county or something out of the county. That's the reason I like the more inclusive wording rather than trying to get specific necessarily.
Well, my concern is that it would be interpreted by different segments. If we say we're getting, we get down to E and then we start talking about geographic representation and so on. So, yeah, I guess I can agree with you.
And I have no problem in leaving D if we choose not to go with the change in B. So combining the two, and like Mark said, it's basically just words, but they're very important words. A very important statement.
If you take out the underscore under B,
yes.
Then I think you need to leave D in.
Yeah. I would prefer to go that route than to combine the two.
That makes sense to me.
And if we did that, then we would add geographical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Under D.
We're addressing it in E. Geographically representative and citizen driven. So no, we don't really need to add that.
Okay.
So what are
and geographic cultural groups are pretty wide. You could it's a stretch, but you could put different geographic groups under cultural groups, but
okay.
That's a bit of a stretch.
I heard Chris say E has geographical grip.
Yeah.
So what I think I've heard is on B, strike what is underlined, but leave item D. So actually you're going to keep D, even though it's got a strike through to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Is everybody good with that? Is there any opposition to that? So B would end with the word county. And then we keep B. We unstrike B. Also, those things in parentheses, they belong there?
No.
Okay.
So, the motion would be to not adopt the recommendation in B, Banker, and leave in D, Delta, as written.
Right.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So B ends with the word county and we keep D. Item F, encourage geographical and socioeconomic diversity on Transylvania County citizen advisory councils and boards. The suggested changes. Any issues with that?
County commissioners already have added policy.
So. All right.
The commissioners already have it as a policy. Do we need it in here? What's that?
So you want to amend it then?
If it's already a county policy, I don't see the necessity in us.
The only thing is some is considering our county to move into it. Let's see what
felt it hurts, but Maureen was on the board or the advisory committee that helped come up with board and committee structure. And I think that was intended. Leaving it is not going to hurt. I actually see Wayne's point.
I'm fine with leaving it there.
Yeah.
May I ask a question? It seems slightly redundant with E.
With E?
E seems redundant with which one?
E and F seems...
Yes.
It's received redundant.
Now, the difference, we're talking about two different boards here. We're talking about a community advisory board that focuses on community relations.
Okay.
And then the next one's talking about Montgomery. Mm-hmm.
All right. Any opposition to the change in F, page 42, item F, 2F? Everybody in consensus about that? All right.
Hang on.
Hang on.
So what just happened?
Hold on just a second. Nothing's happened. We're in a timeout. Lots of commercial. We'll be right back.
I think the way that we encourage this is to have a larger group that are geographically and socioeconomic diverse apply to boards.
Yeah.
I mean, the way it's worded here, it's almost like there's a concentrated effort not to include those people on boards, but there's an application process. And I know, with the exception of a handful of boards, most of the time you have trouble finding enough people to fill one out. So, we don't have to do it tonight, but if we could consider some form of saying encourage citizen...
That.
Encourage citizen application from
participation.
Yeah, or something of that nature. Do you see the point that I'm trying to make?
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a concentrated effort that you may disagree with me, but I don't think there is to make it exclusive.
That's all right. We need a comment on the floor.
Civic engagement, I think, is the word that the county commissioners are using.
Yes.
Civic engagement.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's in there under after geographical and socioeconomic diversity.
What do you have, Jordan?
Encourage civic engagement from geographical and socioeconomic
diverse.
Encourage.
I hate when we start hand-picking stuff. We just don't encourage citizens to be involved in government.
Well, just encourage engagement from
The discussion, Daryl, that the reason those two groups are included, the discussion way back when we started this process was twofold. One was that some boards didn't reflect the
absolutely
percentage of men
that.
And women, the percentage of different racial groups. And the second part was that a lot of boards didn't represent geographically, you know, there'd be a large contingent from one end of the county to the other. So I don't have if so that was why those two words were specifically included, because that seemed to be the source of the problem or the source of the discussion. So if there's a way to do that without including those, I'm okay with it. I just wanted you to know the background.
Yeah.
That was almost 2 years ago we had that discussion.
If y'all are okay with this wording, I'm fine. I'll be okay with leaving it the way it is.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Encourage civic engagement from diverse geographical and socioeconomic citizens.
Start off with encourage greater civic engagement from diverse geographic and social economic populations is really what you're looking at that point.
I make a motion that staff work on verbiage.
That's fine.
I think you've got it right here. I think Joy's got it.
How'd you just do, what'd you just say there?
Greater civic engagement from diverse geographical and socioeconomic populations in the Maine County Citizens Advisory Council Board.
Sounds reasonable to me.
It works to say Greater Maine County Citizens Advisory Council Board.
Right. That's just one thing. We want civic engagement and
just
many things.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Absolutely. Yeah, in general.
So item F now reads, encourage greater civic engagement from diverse geographical and socioeconomic populations. Doesn't limit it just to boards or whatever. Is that good with that? Consensus? Do we have a vote on it? I have no objection to it. All right. Page 40.
Did you say within the county?
Yeah, within the county.
Of course it's within. Is that redundant?
Redundant. The
county's not mentioned there.
Because it needs to be, because you're not doing a plan for city, Robson, or even the county.
It's implied.
It's in all the other...
I mean, if you add it, I don't think it hurts.
That's right.
It probably hurts.
Throughout the county. So now reads, encourage
it throughout or within?
I said within.
Within, okay.
I'm fine with either, but I'd like defining the county on that.
I don't know if y'all can see it back there. It says, encourage greater civic engagement from diverse geographical and socioeconomic populations within the county. That's the way it currently reads.
Yeah.
Everybody good with that?
Because there are certain hate groups I wouldn't want coming into the county. That's reason.
Okay. Right. All right.
Encouraging their engagement. That's the reason I'd like to have.
Yep. Okay. So everybody good?
Not certain there's none.
Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
All right.
A little broad.
Consensus. All right. On that one. The last suggested change is page 44. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mark Tooley's suggestion. At the end of the last board, it's up on the screen.
Item G.
What page is it?
43. That would be goal 4?
Goal 4.
Goal 4. Suggestion.
That sounds great to me. I don't. But it's because
I can tell you why. I don't like it because it says it the owner. It was a huge onus on one entity. If there was a way of restructuring this to be broad, going back to some of what you said, be broad, then I think it's the germ of what Mark was trying to convey and also what we heard a lot of people talk about. Does that make sense, Jackie?
Which isn't it ultimately a change in the desires?
I don't think we need to do it.
You know, honestly, like I said last meeting, if I thought that when the rail line is abandoned, that the first place they were going to go to is this plan to figure out what to do, I may want to include it. But I doubt anyone will even review this plan. And I think we cover this issue more broadly with B. If pursuing the Acoustic Trail is the goal of the county, then that's covered with B in a more broad sense.
sorry, which one do you think it's covered by?
B.
4B.
D is the Delta.
B is Bravo. Bravo.
Boy.
Yeah. I move we not adopt the proposed item G.
There's got to be a way to put B is good, and you don't know how many times I have defended this board by saying, you know, I've had many people come to me and say, why aren't they having it? I'm saying, they've got an overarching strategy that is actually inclusive of all. And so that's the point of it's redundant from that point. But is there a way to include seek highest and best use, partner with them?
We've already determined where the highest and best use of property is determined. And that's with the property in. We said that earlier in this document.
Could you, under B, just an idea, could you say communities of the county including any future rail banking?
My concern, and I may be the only one at this table, but my concern is that that would then be used as tacit approval. People can use downward pressure by saying, well, not every government body does that. And I haven't seen any will amongst the county commissioners to support that. And the only thing this achieves is pressure the property owner to do something they may or may not want to do. And as we heard earlier tonight, we should leave Watco's decisions to Watco. And you're applying downward pressure by using a government document to say, if rail banking occurs, if and when. So my concern is that we're using the power of the collective body to pressure a company to do something they may not want to do.
Well, I doubt seriously that Transylvania County is going to intimidate Watco very much at all.
Well, but there's also Buncombe, Hendersonville, Brevard. It's when you start adding and piling on that becomes a problem. And you're using the force of the body politic.
I don't have a problem with that. What I would suggest is on B is that you remove, just end it at multi-use trails. Get rid of that, connect the communities of the county, because multi-use trails could connect other communities outside of.
And they can't spill Asheville.
I'll support your motion, Mike.
Move and second.
Well, we got two things going on.
First thing we have is to eliminate.
Yeah.
Item G. So Wayne has made a motion to eliminate it, and Daryl has seconded.
And actually, it's not on the copy that we have, it's just what's on the screen right now.
Daryl. Any discussion? All in favor of the movement say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I'll make a motion to approve the change recommended by Mark.
The next change was item B, end with multi-use trailers. So we remove everything out of the trailers. Because the concern would be that they could connect communities outside the county.
It'll just simply be partnering with public and private entities to promote multi-use trailers. Item B under 4.
So we have a motion on the floor that item B end with the word trails. I would second that. Any discussion?
What's the message?
On item B up here, that the word trails be the last word in the sentence. Everything that's highlighted would be removed. Okay, and there's a motion and a second.
Do you have a concern?
Are we promoting the use of multi-use trails or the development of multi-use trails?
Because that's really the key. I think it's development and use.
Yeah, so if you just leave promote,
right,
it kind of covers that plus anything else.
If you're promoting, if it's new, you're promoting. If it's existing, you're promoting.
So item B ends with multi-use trails. Everybody good with that? Any opposition? We've got consensus on that.
Alright.
Okay.
And I really think, from the trail standpoint, this is the broader strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And it covers them. I mean, and then they've got, if they want a place to say, here's a document that says something, if the commissioners do adopt this, it gives them something.
There also might be something else coming along, and then you're locked into.
You're
locked into the approved trail.
The collective wisdom of this board is amazing. I've said that over and over again.
That's you almost said that with a straight face. That was pretty good. You almost said that without laughing. All right, moving on. Those are all the. Oh, I'm sorry, there's not. Page 44, item F under 5. There is a suggested change to the wording.
Again, that's my fault. I've made this recommendation just to be more inclusive.
I think it's the same reasoning we follow. It doesn't limit.
Is that a motion?
So moved. We change the wording.
Second.
Motion and a second support to change the wording on item F. Any discussion?
The only thing I'm saying is that even though they are public charter schools, have been shown to not be successful, and that is competition with public schools. They are public, but they do not provide the same. But I don't know how you should even say charter school, but they are public schools.
By law, by definition.
By definition. And
but they have evolved into something else.
They have. And that is, I think what you have is appropriate, but we've been moving on some of the charter schools.
Well, we're not debating
that. Yeah, I know. I just, that is.
Are you done?
Yes, sir.
Are you okay, man? Okay. You need an Oreo, Mark?
I need a couple of Oreos. All
right. So we have a motion and a second on the floor to change the wording. And is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Does that conclude our... All right. Just for my sake, Mark,
sure.
Review what goes from here.
All right, so this is the next couple of days. Joy will make some of these changes, and as many as the changes from tonight that she can make, because she goes on vacation on Tuesday. Kaylin will then upload onto the website and let community advocates know, as well as others, that there is a revised draft based on your actions tonight. Joy has already made some additional changes. We've got appendixes that she's been working on that will be included. And so the next thing is to have another meeting at the Rogo Room. August? No.
County Commissioner.
County, because we want to be able to have technology. And so it would be there, we invite community advocates, others, we advertise in the paper, and that would be, in large part, what we hope to be a near final draft that you're looking at, and if not that night, with some minor modifications, what we're hoping you will say is, we approve this to take to the county commissioners as a final draft.
Well, okay. You know, we've been happy with this thing for 2 years. We've been attending meetings, having public meetings. We've had input after input after input after input. Frankly, I'm in favor of putting this to bed. We don't need any more input, any more opinions, any more changes. We got it in here. We heard what the people want from the survey. We heard what they want from the 33 community meetings we all went to. We heard what the people want from the two three public meetings we had. I don't see the need for a third meeting, to tell you the truth. If you want to roll this out to them before the commissioners,
we're not. I'm interrupting you. We agree. What we want is to be able to present at the August meeting a final draft for you to bless and say, take it on to the county commission. Because you've already seen there are a number of things that need to be changed. And we want you as a board to look at it, but we want others to be able to have that ability. We're not looking for a lot of input this next meeting.
Can this something you can do electronically? You've got some blank pages in there that you can fill.
We've got to fill those out. We've got some appendices. We've got the definition page that we've got to get in there. Everybody agrees on. But we're not looking for a lot more.
Is this something you can do between now and when would have been our next meeting? We can review it electronically. You can post it online so that it's publicly available.
That is the intent. I thought I just said that. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, to make that a public document, you need to advertise that it's available.
It's available. Once it's online, it's available. We have a draft on it, and it will continue to have a draft on it until the county commissioners actually take action.
Right.
All right.
Well, we're all pretty happy with the plan so far.
Thank you. We've worked hard. Thank you.
I mean, I wonder if we should consider saying this is it. This is the document.
It's not finished. They need to finish it.
I recognize that with the under construction,
yes.
But other than that, it's pretty much finished. We work hard.
Yes. So before I would approve it, I'd want to see the rest of it filled in. That's what I was asking. As soon as they do that, the fill-in, if they can make it available electronically, then, you know, if we have a meeting in advance of the commissioner's meeting, or we our regular meeting, we present it to them, if we could get them.
I thought that's what you were asking, Chris, when you said, is this something we could do electronically?
Yeah.
Would we be able to vote on the changes, do it electronically?
No.
I think we need to look at it.
What I'm saying is, no more changes to the goals and strategies.
That's done.
Right.
No more
changes. That's done.
The goals and strategies period is closed.
If you guys say so, I would support that.
I agree with that.
Okay, so in other words, if Joe Blow from some part of the county sends in an email and says, Mark, we got to add this to the, I don't want to see it come up.
The county just agree with you with that version, if that's what you want.
I'm comfortable with that, as far as saying.
I share your concerns about the under construction.
And that's who's responsible for, you know, meeting these goals and strategies and objectives, or, you know, keeping them on track and tasks. So that's something we need to discuss and agree on before we approve the final plan. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's a fairly important part to me, is who's responsible for carrying this out.
I think what Wayne's suggesting, and I don't speak for him, but I think what he's suggesting is that we close. There's no more changes to the goals and objectives. Everything now is cosmetic, so to speak.
Do we need to vote on that?
I think you may have a constituent that comes up to you and says, you need to add this, and you scratch your head and you say, you know what?
There's a reason why we need to
do that.
It's not going to come up.
It doesn't have
to. All you got to do is move to open it back up and redo it.
Exactly.
Okay.
I really don't see a point in shutting off any changes over the next month to the goals, strategies, or the draft plan. If somebody comes up with something good enough, we're going to make a motion to remove that, make the change, and then add it. So.
Okay. I mean, if it's something new, if it's something rehashed,
Exactly.
We're not looking for any additional changes in goals and strategies. We do want to make sure that the narrative, the text, is consistent, that it looks good. This is where Daryl and Maureen particularly have a number of very specific comments that were helpful. And when we get this out online, if you see anything else, but as we were talking, I've identified a number of things here that Joy's going to look at me tomorrow morning and go, really? You've already looked at this, Mark, but that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to suggest is at the August meeting, I think you have a document that you can be proud of. I think that you can showcase it to whoever is there. You can adopt it as a draft here to the county commissioners, and then it's for them to look at it and do what they want with it. But I completely agree with you. I think it's time to go. It's almost there.
Absolutely.
I think you guys have done
not looking for any more suggestions.
I was calling
things to add.
Page 15.
Correct. Goals and strategies, we're not looking. If a department head comes back and says, we need to have either tons or cubic yards.
Maybe you just forgot it.
No.
Okay. That we're going to do.
The department head said, thank you. I thought maybe it was just an oversight.
That's why I was looking at it.
There's a table.
We're going to have a party in August, okay?
Do you have any public comment? I know you're getting ready to leave.
I submitted it to you before. There's just a few times when I'd like to put culture and natural resources together because in our area, culture is influenced so much by nature. But I've already said it.
All right. So, I just want to make sure you have your chance to speak.
I think you guys have done a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, it's taken so long.
We appreciate it. It actually, it is not, as plans like this go, it's not taken that long. It's not. It seems like it.
Not me, I'm
going
to drop
something. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
I'll see you in
October.
All right.
But we are going to change it to the 2026.
Another year out of it.
Thank you. We will have some sort of celebration in recognition of your time, energy, and efforts on this.
We're ready to move on.
All right. There being no more questions or concerns, we'll move on to new business.
Are we going to move on to the appendix?
Oh, yes. Appendix. I forgot about that.
That's one. Yeah.
I had a couple of comments about the appendix. Right on page one, focus area one, economic health partners, related efforts, and other resources. I have no problem with every one of these. In fact, some of them have probably been left off. But Living Wage Coalition of Transylvania County, explain to me how that is a resource.
You're not using the term living wage anymore. So I guess that's...
It says Living Wage Coalition of Transylvania County. That's an organization.
We're not using the term living wage anymore,
okay.
So that can now be removed.
This one can be removed. Okay.
I have one too. Grow in seed.
What is it?
Grow in seed.
It should be grow in seed, isn't it? Or is it grow in seed?
Sounds suspiciously
yes.
Like something.
Grow
in seed.
Dug
it again.
Since the county has decided not to participate, that should be not part of this either.
Isn't removing that rather? Isolated.
No, the county voted not to do it. The county voted to withdraw from growth or not participate in it.
That's a fact.
That's a stone cold fact.
Yes.
Any others?
Organization that you belong to,
there was something called a West. Carolina West, both of those are, well, Advantage West is the pump. Land of Sky.
Land of Sky.
Land of Sky would be a great.
Economic? Which sections are you going
in? Community or economic at all. It could go under economic. It's on the roads, I mean, grant, I mean, so it can fall under many. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it.
Should we highlight the different programs in the different sections? Like RPO and Community Block Grant. Their programs in the economic and then the bike head plan in the recreation.
We should look at it, see how it looks in space.
Mm-hmm.
And put in parentheses Land of Sky.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. I think there's a lot of things they do.
There's a lot of resources.
Thank you. That's great.
Okay. Under focus area 4, health, culture, equity partners, related efforts, and other resources. Again, we're probably leaving some out, but there's the Hunger Coalition of Transylvania County should be up here.
Okay.
What they do you know?
Focus area 4.
Do you have an extra copy of that?
I mean, it is, yes.
Yeah.
It is not numbered. Make sure you have focus area 2.
She's got it.
Did you get it? Okay.
Well, you know.
I did. I got another coalition. Thank you.
Okay. You got it. Under coalition of Transylvania County.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sure. Another one we should add is the Center for Women in Vermont.
Center for Women? You said you're for women.
I can provide her a full list of nonprofits that provide services and support to our community.
You think what?
I can provide a full list.
You can provide a whole list.
Since you
that
have,
would be great.
Since you have the objectives, the copy, make sure they're relevant to that. You know, I know you know that, but I just wanted to reemphasize.
It is part of my group, but I will go, like you said, to the strategies and see which ones provide services and support to meet those strategic points.
The services and support for what?
The strategies.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Center for Women supplies women with needs for their babies.
And for themselves.
And for themselves.
As well as for themselves during the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. As well as what?
For the women themselves during the pregnancy.
Yeah.
I think it would fit under our support for the family that's mentioned. The goals and strategies. Does
We need to come back to the words and stuff like that. We should look at
on the definitions that I made. Provide joy and patience. Any suggested changes or additions or questions? Why is this on here?
Yes.
And rather than going through that, that's the type of thing we want to be able to have in the final document, which would be noise.
Yes.
And so that would be extremely helpful to do with like that.
Yes. What needs to be on there is not there. What needs to be changed?
We need in order to produce a draft for the August meeting, 18th, so I back it up to the 11th.
It's at the 11th.
We need it. No. And we need it before the 11th.
August 5th?
That's it. August 5th is are you going to be back from vacation and have been able to update? Because we will make a final update of this by August 5th, to say final draft. One more draft just for planning board members before you leave.
Yep.
And then we'll have a final for everybody on the 5th. Electronic. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you'll incorporate as many of the text changes tonight?
Oh yeah, I'll be up until 2 in the morning.
That's what we want to do.
Why go on vacation?
So
the change
to the
end of the
in regard to that time frame? Not that it really matters, but I'll be out of town starting the 6th through the 15th.
Okay.
I'm going to Seattle to see my son. So I'll have the phone with me. I may or may not answer it. But
when is that next meeting?
Next meeting is the
18th.
18th.
Understand.
So, I mean, if you need me, call if it's an emergency. Otherwise, call Mr. Henny. So we're turning in our changes to definitions by the 5th of August. Okay. Or any other. Okay.
That's okay.
Let's put it together.
We'll work on that one. I'm going to be on vacation for a period in there. And, I mean, she's on vacation next week. I pick up vacation the following, and so we will coordinate that.
Sounds like it's all on you, Cameron.
September. She's already put in a yellow slip on that.
It was easy anyway.
All right. Does that conclude the comprehensive plan business? Anything? Anybody else have anything? All right. Planning director's update.
Guys, if Maureen was here, I think she would make some comments. But you guys have done a Herculean job. You got a lot done tonight, I think, just by having what we've got right now. And so, thank you. I worked the 4th of July 10th. Chris Hubby was there and helped some, and then we had members from there's two right there, I think. And so just a couple of things. We were promoting people to go to the website to look at the comp plan. Kaylin yesterday told me how many people looked at
Last Thursday, and then 12 people visited the conference.
So we know that people are looking at the comp plan. The other thing here is the Alice and Deborah House. Just a small thing. Joy, particularly, but George Hale and I were able to successfully submit a grant to the state for $11,000 for renovation of the Deborah House. And we were able to contribute $1,000 from the JHPC budget that I have control over that we have not used.
That was used as match for the 11. So we totally were able to bring in $12,000 for emergency repairs, water damage particularly for that. On the backside, watch for me and see the two interns that we had working for us. Emily and Omar did a great job, and Emily particularly spent a tremendous amount of time in her last week working with Kaylin, sorting through thousands of documents, brochures, bumper stickers, literally lights, tail and front, to distribute to over 30 organizations. And if you've noticed, from Brevard to Roslyn, there's a billboard that says watch for pedestrians. And if you are at Pisgah Fish Camp and see the billboard at Pisgah Fish Camp, it says a bunch of bites. So we're trying to get a message out there on that. I think it's done a really good job. And Joy, Kaylin, and I continue to follow up on the May meeting that we had with the state regarding flood and working through some things on that. And the last thing I've got is we've had probably not quite a dozen calls, inquiries about neighbors that have children. And I'm pulling together what was membership from the Community Appearance Initiative, and on Monday having a meeting with them to say, do we look at trying to revise this Community Appearance Initiative and bring it forward to the county commissioners again? Or do we just say, you know what, the main roads are pretty well covered, and we're not going to worry about it. And so that's something we're working on. So those are the things we've got. Jordan, Kim, you have anything else, staff-wise? A lot going on right now.
Transportation. The SIP comment period is open until the 22nd. So if you have interest in providing your input to NCDOT, there is a link that I can send to you guys, or Mark can, that will allow you to prioritize the projects that DOT is looking at the regional and district level.
Can you just go ahead and send that to all of us?
Yeah.
All right. I know you don't have anything else to do, so. Yeah. All right.
That's all I got, sir.
Okay. We also have a time at the end of the meeting for public comment. The crowd's kind of gone, but the floor is open.
Thank you.
All right. Board member comments.
I appreciated everybody's contributions and tonight and effort. That's our two members. Wish them well, whatever they're doing. Appreciate the public comments from everybody. So, thank you, everybody.
I think Nina was very constructive and civil. It went well. We should have more like that.
Very good meeting again. Thanks to staff. Thank you for all your hard work. This is probably not the best time of year with vacations and whatnot. Try to be finishing this up. But we appreciate you plowing through it and making it happen. So thank you. Appreciate these late meetings that you all have to do in addition to your normal work hours. Thank you.
Miss Jackie, you got anything?
No.
Okay.
Jackie wishes everybody to have a nice vacation.
Yes. She thanks everybody and did a wonderful job. I heard that loud.
Yeah. I'm certain she wants y'all speaking for all right. Thanks for everybody being here. I appreciate the public comments. I don't really know what else to say. We got a lot of done tonight. It went pretty well. Chris and I even agreed on a point or two. I mean, so, you know.
Four?
Wow. Maybe that's like ties our all-time record or something. Anyhow,
it's
so,
the atmosphere down here, right?
Yes, that's
so,
good.
And it's a short drive for me tonight. I appreciate that.
See, he's not so cranky.
Yeah, that's right. All I got to do is go up the hill and I'm home.
That's right.
All right. That's all I have.
Thank you.
I already did mine.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. All right. If you wish to adjourn, stand up and adjourn.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mark.
Please stay here. Please, we're all here. Table.
Who is the debate?
I'll
get the. Good job, guys. Oh. Can you help?